right, here we are at 22 minutes after 7. We'll go to our WHBC Newsline right now. Bring in Starr County Administrator Brant Luther. Good morning, Brant.
Good morning, Pam. Happy almost spring. Can you feel it in the air?
I can. I heard birds tweeting this morning.
Oh, you know, I was driving along last night, and I even had the windows shut, which I then later opened, but I went by this pond, and the peepers were so loud, I could hear them through the windows, so I quickly rolled the windows down, so the signs are all around us.
They are. I love it. It's awesome.
Well, you know, spring around here typically means lots of rain, and lots of rain leads to discussions about water, and that flows, no pun intended, right into an item of business. Yesterday's commissioners meeting agenda, yesterday the board approved the specifications and plans and authorized the placing out for bid of a project we've been talking about for some time, and that is the expansion of the water detention basin up on Mount Pleasant Street. And Pam, I know you remember all the flooding travails that persisted for years along the Zimmer Ditch. Well, the Mount Pleasant Water Detention Basin, which is just, for those that don't know where it is, it's just east of the Pittsburgh Avenue roundabout on Mount Pleasant Street there. It was built as one of the many things that were tried to reduce flooding in that area and, of course, downstream. So the detention basin holds back lots of water after heavy rains, and then the kind of the point of a detention basin is it lets it drain out slowly then over time so that there's not this wall of water crashing downstream. So there's a lot less likely chance of downstream flooding. So, and it has worked well over the years, but there's still need for improvement. So about 7 or 8 years ago, portions of the Roar Farm, immediately adjacent to the detention basin there on Mount Pleasant, came up for sale. And in collaboration with the county engineer, the commissioners were able to purchase some additional acreage there. There were some housing developments purchased there. I think Redwood is one of those developments that went in as well. But the commissioners purchased some additional acreage, hoping to expand the basin to provide additional flood relief downstream. Well, once they had the additional land to expand, then we had to find a way to pay for the expansion of the detention basin. And with most county drainage projects, kind of the process is there has to be a drainage petition filed, usually by citizens that are wanting some flood relief. Commissioners have to hold hearings, public hearings, and then have to decide if the project goes forward. And if it does, the benefiting property owners have to be assessed to pay for the project. However, this detention basin expansion project will be funded by a TIF, that stands for Tax Increment Financing, and the TIF is from property taxes generated from a large commercial property downstream that have been collecting in a special TIF fund for this specific purpose. So this large property is one that we hope will certainly receive some flood benefit from that, but there will not have to be assessments in this process, which is a plus. But just a couple of additional points of interest about the basin. The expansion increases the basin by about a third, and the basin drains roughly a 350-acre area. So that's a lot of water there in Central Stark. So now all the details of this project have been worked out. We're placing it out to bid and hope to get favorable bids with good pricing to expand the basin and provide additional relief to Central Stark County. So we were... And I bet you can't imagine which commissioner was the most excited about that, Pam.
I think that would be a Richard Regula.
Yes, he was.
Bridges, roads, bridges, and ditches. That's our boy.
He was very happy to see that. And, of course, the tie-in there is his father, our beloved Congressman Ralph Regula, was able to help get the earmark to build that basin in the first place.
Yeah.
So there was a really neat tie-in there. Yesterday also the board awarded about $1 million contract from a bid, the lowest bid, to Melway Paving to chip and seal 15 different streets in the upcoming paving season. And some of those are as follows: portions of Alabama Avenue, about a 3.5-mile portion, Crestlawn and Mapleton, Deerfield Avenue, Downing Street, Barber Street, Scarborough Avenue, McCallum Avenue, Orchard View, Pontius, Ridge Avenue, Westbrook, Trump, Sandy, Sandyville, and so on. So there's going to be quite a bit of activity. So, Pam, the commissioners this week have set into motion some digging and some paving, which are both sure signs that spring and warm weather will soon be here to stay. So it was a busy day yesterday, and I think maybe spring is in the air.
Yeah, you got it. And, you know, it's funny when you talk about those kinds of things, paving and making sure the flooding situation gets better for residents. It's not like this breaking news kind of stuff, but that's the stuff people are waiting to hear, you know. That's important stuff to people.
Well, that's the daily grind of our local government, and we just we're hoping that by little bits we can make citizens' lives better and all move forward together.
All right, sir. Well, you have a great day, and we'll talk again soon.
You too. Have a great day.